Ashley Hawkins is in process towards serving as a pastor in the United Methodist Church. That process always begins in the local church. Someone comes to the community of faith and says, I hear God calling me. Do you hear it too? And our staff parish relations committee met with Ashley and listened to her story of call and said, yeah, we do. And then we went to the church council and we had the conversation there. And once again, it was echoed and we took a vote and said, yep, we not only do we want you to head into ministry, we want our name attached to you as you do. In fact, these last 2 weeks, Ashley spent at local pastor licensing school, a special program 2 weeks long, followed by years of special classes throughout to prepare and equip her to serve in the local church. And we're so glad that you get to share your sermon with us today, Ashley.
Thank you. All right. How many folks here have seen the movie The Wizard of Oz? That's about what I figured. Myself, I can't even count the number of times that I've seen the movie The Wizard of Oz. But I can say with quite a bit of certainty, however, that over the past 31 years, I've seen the movie more times than TBS has been able to air it. I started watching The Wizard of Oz, I've been told by my mom, around the age of 2. Every day I would watch it at least once, usually 2, 3, 4 times, making comments as it played, with shouting with Dorothy for Auntie Am, or holding my head in my hands when the flying monkeys would make an appearance, and singing along to every song. When you've seen a movie like I've seen this one, as many times as I've seen this one, when somebody says, tell me about it, I think to myself, well, everyone knows what the story of Wizard of Oz is about. It's about a Kansas farm girl who runs away from home because she's afraid her dog Toto is going to be taken away from her. A storm brings in a tornado, sweeps her and poor Toto right up, and drops her into the magical land of Munchkin Land. She meets a scarecrow in need of a brain, a tin man in need of a heart, and a lion in need of some courage, all while wandering down a path called the Yellow Brick Road that the good witch, Glenda, told her to travel on, but to beware of the Wicked Witch of the West, and all of that to get her to the wonderful world of the wonderful Wizard of Oz so that the wizard could send her home. Is that about how you guys remember it? Yeah. To break the movie down a little bit more, I see a lot of my own story in this film. A girl from a small town feels misunderstood, wants to leave all she's ever known to, well, not really knowing it, to find herself. I found myself doing the same in 2005 when I left the comforts of my small Wisconsin town and moved to Charleston, South Carolina to join AmeriCorps, which is like the domestic Peace Corps, which led me on a tour of the Gulf Coast for disaster recovery. I met my fair share of scarecrows, tin men, and lions with my time cleaning up after Hurricane Katrina. And I could feel my learning, well, not in the classroom, still providing me with great knowledge from my hands-on learning and real-life experience, and more heart for the people of the Gulf Coast than I knew I ever had, and not to mention the courage to step out of my comfort zone more times than I can even count. I can remember one time in particular when mustering up the courage to simply open a shower curtain. Now, while this task may seem very simple to you, now imagine with me, though, that the shower curtain is in a very dark, small bathroom, no electricity. And in this dark bathroom, to get to the curtain, you had to get past items that had floated up with the hurricane water and then receded with the hurricane water and had sometimes gone in front of or behind the door, making it even harder to even open the door sometimes. Might take a bit of courage to go into a dark, small bathroom. Now, at a bathtub, that is one of the only places in a house that has standing water. And it could be 3, 4 weeks, sometimes even longer, before we could get to the house to even muck out the house, clean it out. And think about where that water came from. Bayou, swamps, Gulf of Mexico, neighborhood pool 2 miles away. And this bathtub with the standing water for who knows how long and from who knows where. And what I had learned, though, in my very short stint in disaster, in the disaster relief business, is that anything could be behind that shower curtain. This time in particular, it was my turn to open the shower curtain. We took turns on my AmeriCorps team. Team building comes to mind. With my team behind me shining what was a far too small flashlight for the job at hand, I wiggled my way into the bathroom, moving things, getting to the shower curtain, looked behind me at my team and said, okay, deep breath. We're going to do this on the count of three. I said, one, two, three. I pulled back the shower curtain, 3-foot gator waiting for me. I screamed the loudest scream I've ever screamed in my entire life, ran through the house, did a nice swan dive through an open living room window into the front yard. Now, even though I did run away, I had the courage to open the shower curtain in the first place. It also made the next time a bit easier. And I think there's a little cowardly line in all of us, and there sure was with me that day. And even to this day, a shower curtain is a bit frightening. Glenda the Good Witch, who helps Dorothy in the film from time to time, starting when Dorothy lands on the Wicked Witch of the East and killing her, all the way to when Glenda is helping her home. Glenda, to me, has always been kind of a metaphor for God. As Glenda was the quiet help and light on Dorothy's journey, God was also there to help me, whether I knew it or not, keeping me safe, picking me up when I felt like I couldn't hear another heart-wrenching homeowner tell me about their story of having to hide out in a magnolia tree waiting for help, and there to share in my joys of roofing a home in one day, and everything in between. The Wicked Witch of the West would also pop up throughout the movie. However, she reminded Dorothy and her band of misfits of the danger lurking around each bend in the yellow brick road, and was confused and often very angry that Dorothy would somehow escape an evil plan that her and her flying monkeys had cooked up. God was there for me. I could feel the presence of the Holy Spirit in times of trial. I, like many of you, have had my share of the Wicked Witch of the West moments. But if I was listening, praying, being in the moment, I could hear the gentle nudge of God telling me it was going to be all right. The yellow brick road helped guide the foursome on their journey. In Psalm is where I find my yellow brick road. Hear these words from Psalm 119, verse 105. Your word is a lamp to guide my feet and a light for my path. Your word is a lamp. It's not a street light. It's not a spotlight, but a lamp to guide my feet and a light for my path. It's teaching us that God sometimes lights our path one brick at a time to keep us going one lamp glow step at a time. This passage has been my yellow brick road, leading me back to the Word of God in times of trouble or when things weren't going the way I thought they should. The producers, writers, everyone involved in making the film The Wizard of Oz were in a race against colleagues to have a finished product that would sell as many tickets to the theater as possible. You see, in 1939, some other notable movies were released, such as Wuthering Heights, Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, and perhaps another one you all have heard of, Gone with the Wind, just to name a couple that were in the running that year. But even in the film industry, when things are all supposed to be champagne and caviar, things didn't go as planned. The scene where we first witness the Wicked Witch of the West leaving Munchkinland, and there is smoke and flames, and it looks so real, it is. the actress was actually severely burned. And they kept that scene in the movie because of how real it actually looked. Or when the original actor for the Tin Man was casted, but then had an allergic reaction to the aluminum dust, and they actually had to recast. Or in what they wanted to do was, Dorothy was supposed to pass out in a field of mice, but they couldn't find enough mice to cast, so they had to project in a field of poppies. There wasn't CGI back then. We didn't have the computers and all that stuff. So just like these examples in the film, life gets messy. Life isn't easy. But God is there in the good times and in the messy times. Now, the wizard himself, I have wrestled with. I mean, come on, the movie is titled The Wizard of Oz. The whole time, the skipping, singing foursome are trying to get to the wizard in hopes he can fulfill their every want and need. All to find out he isn't who he says he is. I feel like, in a way, I'm the wizard, trying to be something I'm not at times, hoping that what I project on the outside is enough that people won't notice the Ashley behind the curtain. But when I am my true, authentic self, when I am who God has created me to be, that is truly when I am finding my way home. In the opening of the film, at least any copy after 1979, you will find these words scroll across the screen. Quote, "For nearly 40 years, this story has given faithful service to the young in heart, and time has been powerless to put its kindly philosophy out of fashion," end quote. Can you think of another stories or book of stories that has lasted the test of time? I can. The word of the Lord. In 1 John chapter 3, verse 2, "Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not been made known. But we know that when Christ appears, we shall be like God, for we shall see I'm as God is." The word has given faithful service to the young in heart, and time has been powerless to put its kindly philosophy out of fashion. I invite you all to think about your lives. Where are you on your yellow brick road? Are you the lion or Dorothy, maybe even the wizard? Where are those wicked Witch of the West moments popping up for you? And is Glenda the good witch there? Are you recognizing it? Remember that when you're feeling like just a person behind the curtain, that God has equipped you with all the brains, heart, and courage you could ever need. After all, we are created in the image of God. Amen.